What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, The Next Generation, episode 48. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
And we're here for episode 48.
Yeah.
We've done it again. We don't really have any specific topics that we really want to talk about this time around.
Yeah.
The last time we did that was it the last episode? No, the last episode was the Double or Nothing episode.
Yeah, we had the episode before that where we had a bunch of questions.
Before that, we didn't know what to talk about, so we just like rapid-fired a million questions, which I thought was extremely fun.
Yeah.
But we're not doing that again. I'm just saying
that's
what happened last time. But we do have one really, really, really big thing that we do want to talk about and kind of tease everybody about.
Yeah.
We've got a whole... Do we want to just... Are we just going right there?
Is it doesn't matter.
I don't care. No, let's we'll get there in a minute. So
we
got a lot of cool, fun things to talk about with
the future of Howdy Radio.
We've been bringing that up kind of at the end of episodes here lately.
But we never really had a clear knowing of what we're doing. I feel like in the past week and a half, we know what we're gonna do, and we kept asking you guys about what should we do? What do you guys think we should do? Because there was a little time there where we thought that we're gonna just end the show, something like that. And then you guys were saying, no, you shouldn't end the show and all that kind of stuff. So we started thinking, and that now we've came up with a bunch of really cool ideas I think you guys will love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It was very clear that people didn't want us to end the show. People in the chat on Twitter and stuff were like, no, don't end it. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then Lane was the same way. He was like, if we ended it, I'd be super sad that we ended it. And then I'm just like, well, so no, we don't end it.
Yeah, because there's also a lot of times where I feel like we have a lot in common, but we also don't. And I feel like this is the one thing that we can just sit down for 2 hours each week and do this together.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't really have those kind of things without this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, I think it's a very good thing that we have together for sure.
Yeah.
One day when you're 50 years old, you'll love to listen back to some of this stuff, and that's
sometimes I don't like listening back to myself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either. But one day,
it will
be something that you'll want to listen to. And the
when
fact
nobody
that
knows about podcasts and everything's everything's holograms.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of really cool ideas, and not just ideas. We've actually been. I spent hours this week down
We're in OBS right now recording this, and there are scenes that are different kind of shots. Mm-hmm. We have 15 of them lined up.
And what kind of sucks is we've got a lot of really cool stuff already set up and ready to go, but we don't want to use it until episode 50.
Yeah.
So here, I guess we are just diving into it.
Yeah, okay.
So episode 50, we're going to kind of reinvent the show, the way that it looks, the presentation of it. It's still going to have a lot of the same content. It's still going to be a lot of us.
It's still going to be talking about music, video games, and wrestling. That's the three things we will talk about too.
Yep. But we last episode. But without really, I don't want to give everything away. But we do have other ideas for other stuff.
Yeah.
That is completely different than what we're doing now that we're going to work into the show as well. Almost the way I want to kind of tease it is it's kind of like the Howdy Show meets Howdy Radio is kind of what I'm hoping to do with it here. But we've got a lot of that stuff, new graphics and new, all this stuff. We've got that all ready to go and at a much better quality than what we are live right now. But we're keeping it with what it looks like right now for the next two episodes because we want episode 50 to be that much more special.
Yeah. What was I about to say? I completely blanked on what I was about to say.
I think the direction that we're heading with show is much more visual.
Yeah, that's literally what I was about to say. I was about to say, if you're interested, you're you guys shouldn't have stopped this show. I'm glad you guys keep going, and I'm excited to see what you guys want to see. You should be watching the stream every single time that we're live, because that's all. If you're listening to the audio of it on a podcast app or whatever, that's still fine because there'll still be a couple of things that are different there, but not as much. A lot of things are visual that just we feel like makes it so much more entertaining than us just sitting behind a Mario green screen and just talk.
Cool.
Yeah, it does look really cool.
So as far as the audio only version goes, there is definitely going to be segments that aren't going to translate well into audio only, I don't think. I've gone through it in my head to where, like, you know, maybe the audio podcast version of it should take out certain parts that we're thinking about putting in just because they won't translate into just audio only.
Like YouTube exclusive kind of thing that we could do.
Yeah. So, like, there is a difference between, like, watching it and just listening to it. You might not get the whole thing if you just listen to it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that kind of sucks because I know, like, a few people, you know, they listen to us podcast-wise and, you know, that's the way that they enjoy our show. So it kind of sucks to, you know, tell people like that, like, hey, we're doing something different than that now. But we got to switch up what we're doing.
If we don't do that, then we don't have any other ideas. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. And I mean, we built this new computer that is capable of doing, like, all of this, like, cool stuff. And it just doesn't make sense for us to just sit here in front of a green screen. Like, there should be more to it.
Yeah.
And we want to be more creative than just that. We want to really kind of change the whole show.
Yeah, definitely.
But we are both very, very excited by it. We've both been working on a bunch of different things, and it's all looking really cool. I'm excited about the whole look of it all.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of that, right?
Yeah.
We're getting through these two episodes. I don't know. It's like we're at the end of our senior year and we have two episodes left and we're just kind of BSing our way through it or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. All right, so that's our opening segment. Let's transition into something else.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're totally not prepared for this. Yes, so we wanted to kind of go over the new Mortal Kombat pack that was announced yesterday. They're just calling it Combat Pack, right? Yeah. Not Combat Pack 1?
It is Combat Pack 1.
Okay. So there is two of them? Is that what we're expected?
It's, I think they said three in the first like 6 months. So it's to be three of them, something like that. Or maybe two, I think. Okay. But I know that they're scheduled to have three overall.
I think there was two on the last game, right?
Or was there was three? There was the horror pack.
Okay.
And then there was the like Bo Vicho and those people.
Okay.
And then there was something else.
Okay.
And I think it was just a skin pack.
Gotcha.
There was a couple skin packs that were like $2.
Gotcha. So this one for the new Mortal Kombat 11 game is Shang Tsung is the main one.
Yeah.
So they released a video of this, and it was like a 3 minute long video, and most of it was just gameplay and fatality for Shang Tsung. Fatality, super cool.
Yes.
Super, super, super cool. Everything else is pretty cool. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of what Shang Tsung looks like in the game.
What do you mean?
Just his look is just weird to me.
Okay.
Like, it's just, it doesn't look like Shang Tsung.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of characters on this game that I just wasn't a huge fan of their look. And I think
we haven't played the game at all.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely a part of it, is that, like, I mean, this stuff's all cool and I like, you know, the DLC for it and everything. But if I'm being honest, like, I beat the story mode. I played a little bit of a few character towers, but I definitely haven't gone back to it. I haven't stuck with it.
I played online, which I enjoyed some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't just, it's not that I don't like the game, it's that I just haven't played it. I've just been playing other things.
Yeah.
Been doing other stuff.
What else have you been playing?
So I've been playing a lot of Spider-Man lately, actually, which is crazy because, which how much I've talked about Spider-Man, it seems like I've played the game 15 million times. But I finally completed all of the DLC. Mm-hmm. So there's three DLCs that came out and then the base game. So I completed every single thing there is to do, besides the photos, and because there's like an attribute that you can get for like Spider-Man, like a suit, and there are different photo places that you have to take pictures of, like landmarks and that kind of stuff.
Okay, that's cool.
And there's about 500 of them. So it's kind of like the Riddler trophies that Tyler had to do with.
How many do you have out of 500?
I think I have. like 241 or something like that.
So which you're is really still only like halfway
freaking,
there.
Yeah, and that's, and I've tried to, I've had that equipped for a freaking long time.
So how long does it take to do like one of them?
It's just a quick picture. It's like
so you
just,
know exactly where you need to go on the map
so
to
it,
do it.
Yeah, it shows up that the little thing is a, cause there's like suit powers. Well, your suit powers are like your main like ultimate ability, but then there are the mini suit powers that are like, it like decrease bullet damage or perfect dodges, and then there's this one. And when you go around some, it shows you like a little camera icon, and you have to take a picture of that, and then it shows you how many you've done out of whatever. Okay. So they're not hard at all. It's it's literally just up on the D-pad and R2 is that how you, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So.
So if you sat down for like an hour, like how many could you get?
Oh, if I sat down and just wanted to do it, I could probably do all of them.
In an hour?
Probably, yeah. Oh, if I only did that.
That's not that long.
But it's not an achievement. Like, that doesn't give me anything. That's just something that would
That's
make
all you
it.
Said you get another platinum trophy if you...
No. You get... The only way that I can get another platinum trophy... I can get two more platinum trophies. I can get one for completing the first DLC. And then getting one for completing the second and third DLC. Because they came out separately. The first one came out, then the second and third came out.
Okay.
So... But... So, I thought that... Because I finally completed... everything in all districts for all of the game. Like, everything. So I'm like... And then it gives me a couple trophies that's, like, complete. 100% of all districts and blah, blah, blah. And the city that never sleeps. But then it never gave me a platinum trophy. I was like, where's my platinum trophy? So then I look, and I have 96% on the game because I have to complete Spectacular or above in Screwball... missions. So Screwball is a villain, and she streams, and you gotta like use your gadgets, or the stuff that I'm having trouble with is the stealth, and you have to get a certain amount of points with beating up all the guys, but you can't get caught, so it has to be all be stealthy and everything, and they are so freaking hard. It's the most annoying thing ever. I just now completed all of them, just beating them overall, like, last week. They are so freaking hard. So, I don't even know if I want to go do that, because that would give me so... Like, I don't really get mad at the game, because it's such a fun game, and I don't really lose too often, because it's like, I'm good at the game. But that kind of thing just would get me so mad, playing one mission for so long. Like, it's so annoying. But yeah, and I think it's funny because of all the stuff we've given Tiger for, have you gotten the platinum trophy yet in Spider-Man? He's like, no. And then I am glad that I got the platinum trophy in the base game, because that's still more than these three things. That's still a lot. So
I don't know, but you want that other one, so.
Yeah, like, and I also feel like the platinum trophy is the only rewarding thing of trophies and on PlayStation, because like we've talked multiple times about trophies and achievements, how trophies are worse, and they don't give me, and they don't like give you excitement when you get them. But I feel like the platinum trophy definitely does.
Yeah,
it definitely, like, because that's an accomplishment. To be able to do something like that is insane. Like, and then I want to go back into the game and do a new game plus and all that kind of stuff. But for
new,
a minute.
New PlayStation Plus games that are coming out in a couple days. Sonic Mania and the Borderlands
Handsome Jack Collection. I think it's just the Handsome Collection. Yeah.
So that's a good month for PlayStation for sure. I already beat Sonic Mania on the Switch, but I'm totally happy to play it again.
At least you don't have to worry about getting mad and breaking the plastic console.
God, there was so many times during Sonic Mania that I wanted to snap the Switch in half. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was super happy that I finally beat that game.
Like, that is so rewarding. Like, even though you didn't 100% complete the game, it is so rewarding.
Yeah,
putting so many hours into a game and finally beating it. Like,
that
it
was such
feels
a hard game,
so good.
Yeah. It was an old school game. Like, That was a very fun experience for me.
Yeah.
I love Sonic. But yeah, I only got like 1 out of 10 of like the Chaos Emeralds. So I'll try to play it again on the PS4.
What are the chaos?
It's just like, that's what you want to get. Like,
oh, okay.
Borderlands, I played Borderlands a little bit back when I had a modded Xbox 360, and I downloaded it and burned it and played it for a little while.
Yeah.
Just because I could. But I don't really remember much about it. Like, I remember, like, the art style of it, but yeah. I don't really remember much about, like, the game itself. Yeah.
And now the Borderlands 3 is coming out in September. So I'm actually glad that it's coming out of a PS Plus game, because I was thinking of buying it.
But doesn't this Handsome Collection not include Borderlands 1?
So it includes Borderlands 2 and Borderlands the pre-sequel.
Okay.
So
it still doesn't include the first game.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
But a lot of people think that the second one's better than the first one, and you do not need to play the first one to understand the second one.
Okay, still stupid. It should still include the first one.
But
still. But I think you could buy the first one.
There
was just a remake of the first one that's available on PlayStation Store now. It's like an HD remaster or something. Yeah. So that's why it's not included, it seems like.
Well, this is how it's always been before the remake happened. But it's also because it's the Handsome Jack collection, because these are the two games that Handsome Jack was in.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
A lot of people think that the first one didn't have a great story and it was super duper confusing, which I also thought. I didn't play the full game, but I played a lot of the game. Like at Dorothy's house, I played a lot of it.
Gotcha.
So, and I'm glad I didn't buy the Handsome collection before, because now it's on PlayStation Plus. Gotcha. And I really want to play the new one. It looks so good. Like over like 2 billion guns.
Right on.
That's a lot of freaking guns.
So E3 is coming up. Are you looking forward to anything at E3? Without getting like crazy into like an E3 episode or anything, but I don't. There's gonna be Shenmue 3 at E3. I think that's pretty much all I'm really aware of that I'm looking forward to.
Where will that be?
I mean, they don't have like a 50-minute like theater time or anything like that. But every video game developer is there.
But
I mean, not
Sony
every,
doesn't have a conference.
It doesn't matter. The
and that's where they
Shenmue
said
will
so.
Have or Sega will have their own area
Sega
on the floor.
Is it Capcom?
It's Sega. That's why I just said it's Sega. Please. Sega.
Wait, no,
makes
Sega
Dreamcast.
Isn't Capcom.
No, those are two different companies.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway, so
Sega
will be.
Sega has never had an E3.
Just thing. Because you don't have an hour-long E3 press conference doesn't mean you're not at E3. Most of the game companies are at E3, but only a few of them do those big, huge press conferences.
The big ones.
That's how that works. So Sega is there, and there will be a playable... I don't know that it's Sega, or if it's just Shenmue that'll have their own space. Yeah. I'm not sure on that. But they will have a playable version of Shenmue 3 there, and that will be the first time that anybody has ever played
Shenmue 3. Do you know what the... Because it was Sega... What is the like actual like game?
Why is
developers?
That?
If it was like something bigger, then I would think that would be what it would be. Because like Square Enix has their own thing, and there's a couple like Santa Monica, I'm pretty sure, has their own thing as well.
Yeah. So, but that's super exciting as this ongoing, epic story of Shenmue goes along. Is that we're only a couple weeks away from somebody to actually be able to play it, which means there'll be a million articles coming out about it and everything like that, and everybody's going to be over it and saying it sucks and it's terrible and it wasn't worth the wait. That's what I'm expecting to come from this.
You never know. It might be
but
something
the Shenmue
big.
Fans that played the game back in the day,
we'll
the Shenmue
that
fans
fantastic.
That are like me will most likely enjoy it.
Yes.
But the video game industry is going to completely crap on this game. I guarantee you that's what, and it's going to hurt the sales of it because of that. But I've
that might be that. Ninja already pre-ordered it, though.
I got it through Kickstarter. I backed
them. That was, like, the minute that it came out. Yeah. That was E3, what, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
But...
And I get a cool Kickstarter limited cover.
Nice.
So the cover will be different than the retail version. I think I want to get the retail version also.
Kind
which, about a million different times now in my life, I have boycotted GameStop. And now they announced...
And they're going straight downhill.
And they
it's
announced
so
that they got the pre-order for Shenmue 3. You get a little Phoenix mirror, which is, like, one of the things in the game that you get. And it would be super cool to have, like, my own little mini Phoenix mirror just as a Shenmue fan. That would be really cool. But
you have to be a pro member or something stupid like that.
You just have
that.
To pre-order from GameStop, and I don't want to pre-order it from... I don't want to, but I want this little amulet thing. The stupid thing is that it's a 2-inch in diameter Phoenix mirror. So, like, as proportion to, like, it would be in the game, that's too small.
Yeah.
But even in the game, like, it's only maybe, like, 4 or 5 inches.
Is, like, it,
it's
is not, it like a pen?
It's like a, no, like, it's a handheld circle.
Well, no, I'm not talking like about the mirror. I'm talking about the, like, the GameStop thing. Is it, like, a pen that you could, like, put on your backpack?
No,
is it just a thing?
No, it's, like, it's an actual, like, perfect replica of what the Phoenix mirror looks like. It's not a pen. It's not... It is the Phoenix mirror from the game. Because, like, Ryo, like, holds it in his hand. So, like, it's only, like, 4 or 5 inches big.
Yeah.
But the one at GameStop is going to be 2 inches, which is like this, which is, like, it would have cost an extra, like, 8 cents in plastic to, like, double the size of it. Why couldn't they have made it lifelike
because
as opposed...
about to go out of business.
Yeah, so... But, I mean, that's... I don't. That has nothing to do with GameStop. That is, you know, Shinmue, the makers of the game, decided to make it 2 inches and to make it exclusive at GameStop. Like the.
It might not have fit in the case, maybe.
Maybe something like that. I don't know, but I still kind of want it. I mean, I think it sounds kind of stupid, maybe.
I'm complaining
about the size of it. But
I don't think you should get it. I feel like that's a waste of money.
I know.
You've already spent. What.
I pledged $60 on Kickstarter.
No, but haven't you already pre-ordered it on other things, too? I feel like you already bought it on PS4, right?
It is on PS4. That's what I got on Kickstarter.
But I thought that you got I thought you got the PC version as well.
No, I started off with the PC version, and then I changed my thing to the PS4 version.
Because you weren't sure if you were going to have a PC by then.
Yeah.
But you knew that you had a PS4.
I knew I was going to have a PS4. I did not have one at the time.
So a couple of things that I'm excited for.
Yep.
The new Avengers game. The game was announced 2 years ago at the Xbox press conference. It's made by Square Enix, and we haven't seen any gameplay. We don't even know what the game even looks like. We don't know what it plays like. It could be a freaking RPG. Like we don't know, but they did announce that we will be getting gameplay and more on it this year at the Xbox press conference and at the Square Enix conference. So I'm, especially with how much I loved Spider-Man, I love these superhero games. Like, they're some of my favorite games ever. And I just hope that they do this one well. I hope that it doesn't just go straight down the toilet. And Square Enix knows how to make a game. Like, Square Enix has made some of the best games ever.
Pretty good track record. They
do. What are the big games?
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy, yeah. And that's a big open world, right? The new ones, right?
I think the new ones are.
Yeah, and also it's kind of a hack and slash, but like a... Yeah, kind of hack and slash, kind of Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
So, I'm just so... I want it to be so good. Also, something that I completely forgot about until about hour and a half ago, Battletoads.
Yeah.
So they announced a new Battletoads game last year at the Xbox press conference, and I saw something about it. I was like, wait a minute, I completely forgot this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm guessing we will get some stuff because of that. So
I really want to play the new Toe Jam and Earl game.
Huh?
You never heard of Toe Jam and Earl?
Nope.
Toe Jam and Earl was a super fun game on Sega Genesis, and then there was a sequel to it, also on the Genesis. I think it was also on Super Nintendo, but I really feel like it was really known for on the Sega Genesis.
Was it a Sega game?
No, because it was on both, so it wasn't made by Sega. Because back then, Sega games did not come out on Nintendo. Like, you couldn't buy Sonic on Nintendo the way you can now. Because they stopped making hardware, and at that point, they started selling on other consoles.
Aren't they making new stuff? It's not rumored that Sega's making something new.
No, and Television's making something new, but not
We already
Sega.
Talked about
Sega,
that.
Sega, well, they have their little Sega Genesis Mini that's coming out here in a little bit, which is pretty
cool. Did you know
cool
that has a power cord?
Yeah, it comes with a power cord. Imagine that.
That's a selling point right there.
Yeah.
You can actually use it. It's crazy.
Yeah, jeez, I still can't get over that stupid PlayStation thing. Everybody's buying them now, though, because they're easily moddable, and you can put a big old thumb drive, or I think you can even run it off a hard drive or something, and you can have, like, 250 PlayStation games running off of it. I think Smoothie got his going. I know he bought one. I'm not
so
sure that
funny.
he
And Smoothie, of course, probably has a cord that is a power cord.
Yeah.
But not everybody does.
Yeah, it obviously should have came with a power cord. What a stupid thing.
It's insanely stupid. And they don't have a conference this year.
So Toe Jam and Earl was an old game, and they just came out with a new one, and it's on PS4 and Steam and all that, and it looks really fun. And the crazy thing is, Macaulay Culkin, you know him?
Is he from something that I would know?
He's the kid from Home Alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And now he does the Bunny Ears podcast, which is a really popular podcast.
Okay.
I guess he, like, I don't know, he's got something to do with the new Toe Jam and Earl game. I think he, like, executive produced it or something, put a bunch of money into it to, like, make it happen.
Oh, yeah, he has a bunch of money.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird, like, Macaulay Culkin's out there, like, trying to get people to buy Toe Jam and Earl, and he's done, like, a couple of live streams on Twitch. It's like an overhead, like platformer, essentially.
Oh, okay. So the kind of games they use to play all the time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was the type of games back then, was games like that, and they were awesome. We'll pull it up and play it on an emulator one of these days. I haven't played it in a long, long time.
All right.
What else? Anything else we want to talk about?
I've
got something else I want to talk about. I'm done with video games. Are you done with video games?
No, I'm not.
All right, finish up video games.
New Elder Scrolls game.
Just an expansion to the...
No. New Elder Scrolls game. Because they announced it last year that it's happening.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything else. We just got a little image.
And I don't think we'll get anything else this year.
But besides Rage 2, Bethesda doesn't really have anything else.
Okay. I don't think we're gonna get an Elder Scrolls game until next gen.
I think next gen is also another thing that a lot of people are rumoring with Xbox.
We're close to it, but I don't think we're there yet.
But remember, because Xbox, like a lot of people I was watching online said that we could be very close, because when the Xbox One and the PS4 were announced, it came out that fall.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a very good possibility that we could get a new Xbox this year, and it come out in November. So, with the selling price of $11,000.
Yeah, probably. Jesus Christ. Smoothie was talking about on the Unknown Pod one day, that they're going to start doing, like, cell phone pricing, where you pay a monthly thing to get the system instead of paying $600 up front or whatever, and I really hope that doesn't happen.
And then also Halo Infinite. We haven't had any gameplay. We don't even know what the game's gonna be like, but we did get what the engine's gonna be like. So
gotcha. All right, I want to talk about wrestling. I want to talk about Double or Nothing more.
Okay.
I think there's a good reason why I want to talk about that more, is because it was a really good wrestling show. And even though we talked about it last week, I've watched it multiple times now since then. Maybe not the whole thing multiple times, but here, bits and pieces here and there. And that's how wrestling used to be, like, for me. Like, when there was a good pay-per-view on and it was awesome, like, I watched that thing, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
It's like, a good wrestling pay-per-view is like a good album. Like, you know, like, you could
listen to it millions
of times. You could go back and watch it again, and, like, it's still, like, super entertaining.
Excellent.
And there has not been a WWE pay-per-view that has, like, required a rewatch in some time. So this one, I was like, I can't just watch this one once. Like, I really want to, get to know this. And
that's what the guy from Wall Culture said as well. Like, you know it's a good pay-per-view if you, the next morning, it's like, I want to watch that again.
Yeah. So I think I've probably watched it in its entirety like three times now by just turning it on here and there, watching
in the background.
I've turned it on like at night when I'm going to bed, kind of watching it then also. What a great pay-per-view that was. Cody and Dustin with the bloodbath that it was. That's my favorite match on the card.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I said that last week or if that was my opinion last week.
Yeah.
But it is now for sure. What an insane good story that match told. And that just makes me so excited for what's happening in the future. So since we've talked about it last, like, now Jon Moxley has done the Jericho podcast.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I haven't listened to all of it, but I've listened to about half of it.
That's about where I am too.
So
I still need to finish it.
I've just turned it on in the background.
He is just burying WWE and just talking about how terrible and all these stupid decisions that they made for his character and whatnot. And then we've also had quite a few matches announced for upcoming shows as well. And they all sound like so good. So
Jericho versus Hangman at All Out.
Yep. So. That's in Chicago. That's where the one was that we went to last year. Tickets go on sale the day that we leave for vacation in 2 weeks.
And you know that, the thing that...
That could not be any worse of a day for tickets to go on sale.
And you know the worst thing ever as well? Mm. So, it's actually super freaking funny. Literally, everything that I would like to do is in the worst possible time ever. All Out, August 31st. Right around D.C. Mm-hmm. So we're still paying for D.C. and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then there's a larger concert that's in Chicago. That is literally 4 days after I get back from D.C.
Gotcha.
And then we have vacation in 2 weeks. So...
Yeah, I mean...
I want to do all these things, but it just... Ugh.
That happens to... Like with me and Taggart, we have a terrible history of seeing Clutch because it's just... For whatever reason it is, when Clutch comes to town or near town, there's just always something.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those funny things, too, where it's like, oh, Clutch is coming. Oh, here's, of course, why I can't make that.
But it was funny.
The last couple times Clutch has came to Cincinnati, it's been for a New Year's Eve show, which is super cool that they come to Cincinnati to do a New Year's Eve show. But, like, I'm not going to ditch my family on New Year's Eve to go watch a Clutch show. So that's not good for me. So that...
I was talking to Mama, and I was like, because it's literally, like, 2 days after my birthday. It's when this Logic concert is.
Gotcha.
And I was talking to her, I was like...
That's probably sold out already, right?
No, it's not. I don't think it is, at least. I know the nosebleeds and those kind of things aren't sold out.
Gotcha.
But I was talking to Mama, and I was like, you know what? If you guys were to get me these tickets as a surprise... I think that would probably be the best birthday present I've ever had. Because that would be so freaking amazing if you guys just showed up with two Logic tickets.
It would be.
So, and then she was like, don't count on it. Because, like, right. I know it's not going to happen, but I got to dream.
Boy can dream.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, I'd like to go to All Out also.
Yeah.
And that's when they're going to do the first world champion match. It is not called a heavyweight champion.
Just
it is called
champion.
A world champion.
So then everyone can do it.
There's no weight limit that is associated with it. It's just the world champion. And that's perfect. That's exactly what it should be
then
called.
Then Jungle Boy can become the...
Exactly. Definitely. And, it doesn't... You know, why is that...
Or
you
even,
know,
the, guy with, or even
person?
The guy with no legs.
Yeah, there was a guy with no legs. I think we talked about that last week. We did. So yeah,
his
I just kind of
like,
wanted to bring back up again that... that it was so good that I did go back to it and watch it multiple times. And, you know, I had a couple people at work this week, like, did you watch it? And I'm like, yeah. And, like, they wanted to know what happened because they did not watch it. But, like, you know, the more we keep talking about it and the further we get, like, I hope those people, like, you know, start watching it themselves as well.
Once
like,
TV once, gets on.
Yeah, I understand, you know, not watching it because it's not on TV yet and not wanting to spend $50 on a pay-per-view if you're not, you know, super into it or whatever. So
especially if you don't know it's going to be good or not. But, like, for us... We had it in our minds.
Knew it
we
was
were like,
be good.
Knew that
we know
this
what
is
these,
something new.
Yeah.
This is happening.
We have invested ourselves into this for the last year or two, and we know all of these people. Like, to everybody, not to everybody else, to a lot of people, like, they don't know it, and it is new to them.
And it's,
but to us, like, that kind of wasn't the situation. Like, we knew that this pay per view was going to be awesome because we knew that, you know, the people that's putting it on are super good at what they're doing and that they're going to come out, you know, with the best product they can. We knew that was going to happen.
And it's so funny because we talk about how we know these people. When we bought All In tickets, the only person I knew was Cody.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about this. People like, this is an indie show and I think it's going to go fast. So do you want to go to this indie show in Chicago? Yeah.
See, I was a little bit more versed in it by then. I wasn't that much ahead of you getting into it all.
But you knew who the Bucks
were. But at that point,
I
knew more than you did, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know anything, and you were like, are you sure that you want to go to this? And I'm like, yes, I do. I want to be a part of this. And I'm so glad that I said yes to that, because I would have been so mad if you guys would have gone and I didn't go. Because we were a part of history, so...
Definitely.
It's freaking crazy.
Hopefully we'll be able to go to All Out. I don't know if we'll be able to make it. Andy at work has been kicking around the idea of him and his son and you and I, like, all going up and up. But I don't know financially if we'll be able to make it happen. Yeah. We'll have to.
At least we would only be paying for two people.
Yeah. But then I feel bad that Mom and Tyler don't get to go. That kind of sucks.
I don't think
they're kind of into it now, and they would, you know, just hate not including everybody.
I think Mama would want to go more than Tyler because of Moxley.
Yeah. But like, if Tyler got there, Tyler would love it and have a good time.
Yeah, he would have such a fantastic time.
And I mean, it's the same way with these shows up in Dayton and stuff. Like, we need to get Tyler to one of those. Because as of now, he's just like, oh, I don't care. But if he went and experienced it, he would love it.
Yes, very.
That was tornadoes kind of near us. I said Dayton. Dayton is what. It was a good transition to Dayton. About 45 minutes away from us, where we go to watch wrestling every once in a while. That was terrible tornadoes and, like, completely, like, demolished, like, a little town and stuff. It's super terrible. But part of it was the Hera Arena, which was their mid-size arena there in Dayton. It had been closed for a few years. It was completely, like, just, I mean, dead. There was hardly anything on the inside of it. It was already planned for demolition at some point. But then it got hit by a tornado, and, like, it literally ripped the roof off of the place and sides of it and stuff. And that was the place where most people consider the very best ECW show to ever happen was Heat Wave 98, and that took place at the Dayton Hera Arena. So this tornado hit a few days ago, and there was a bunch of ECW wrestlers that were, like, posting pictures of it after it got hit by the tornado. Like, Tommy Dreamer was one of them. Bubba Ray Dudley was one of them. They were, like, you know, sad to see that the building that their best show happened in got hit by a tornado. So it was kind of cool seeing, like, the wrestling community posting about, you know, something that was near us like that, like the Dayton Hera Arena, a place that I had. That was where I wasn't at Heat Wave, but that was where I saw my first ECW show, was at the Dayton Hera Arena. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't even think there's anything else. If we keep dragging this on, we'll be here for an hour.
Yeah, we don't need to drag it out for that long. I think that'll pretty much cover us, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. All right, I think that's our show for the day.
Yep.
I don't know. That'll do. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, we really want to just kind of get everybody excited for episode 50. Hopefully, when we get closer to, because it'll probably still be a couple weeks away, maybe a month away even, with vacation coming up here in a couple weeks. We got a week vacation coming up. So I'm not exactly sure when we're going to get to episode 50. I don't know. But when we do, and we figure it out, we're hoping to, you know, say, like, it's going to be this Saturday at 3 o'clock or something like that, so that we know what time it is and so that we can let people know what time it is, because we really want people to watch it live with us.
We don't want it to be live and nobody be watching. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, which, you know, I mean, I understand if people can't be there at that time.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll be able to get a couple people in and chatting and stuff, because we're really looking forward to that kind of stuff. We're getting more high tech with that kind of stuff, so
yes, definitely.
It'll definitely be cooler if people are involved.
Yes.
So we hope people will be able to hang out and watch our cool new format live with us.
Definitely.
Anything else, like, that we can kind of tease at but not really give much away? I don't know that there really is. But
yeah, I don't think there really is.
Yeah.
We have some really cool stuff.
Yeah, really cool ideas.
Some cool segments.
For content, for segments themselves. And our quality, video-wise, will be much better than what it is today.
Yes, we've got,
not that we look bad at all right now.
Yeah, we don't look. We've also had this kind of setup for a little while now. Mm-hmm. So,
yep,
we're looking to change.
But we are ready to come out swinging with some really cool, high quality show.
Yep.
So, next week will be 49. So that'll be the last one that's gonna look similar to this, and then we'll get on with the new stuff, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm glad we've figured out a way to revamp the show, to come up with something new, to, like, keep it fresh as opposed to ending it, because I'd rather go on as well.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Cool. Thanks for checking out the show, checking out Howdy Radio. Check out the Unknown Podcast and the Unknown Music Podcast. You can find all of this at howdyinc.com or at theunknownpod.com. Yeah. If you subscribe to the Unknown Pod, then you'll also get the Unknown Music Pod as well. They're kind of a package bundle.
Yeah.
Go to howdyinc.com and you can click on subscribe for all of our different stuff. I think that might be about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for checking out the show this week, and we'll talk to you next time.
See ya.